I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, gospel workers explain how the church is dealing with Venezuela's latest chaos, and Bible translators become first responders for dying languages. Keep listening to find your place in the story. We'll start today in Latin America, where tensions continue to rise in Venezuela following an attempted coup. State security forces fired tear gas on protesters, and the U.S. promised military action if needed. On Tuesday, opposition leader Juan Guaido called upon the military to oust President Maduro. Change is constant as this situation unfolds, and so is TWR's presence. The ministry boosted its radio signal in Bonaire to make sure its messages can reach Venezuela. TWR's Steve Shantz tells us,
"We plan on going on the air and just speaking to our listeners, speaking to the people in Venezuela, and again, not trying to get involved, not trying to sway people either way, but trying to bring them words of encouragement."
So how did things get so bad? Well, it's complex, but essentially, the economy fell apart. People couldn't get essentials like food and medicine, so they left in droves. Maduro and Guaido have been fighting for control of the country since January.
People are suffering, and there is genuine hurt and struggle going on in people's lives right now. The situation in Venezuela definitely needs to change, and the Christian leaders really need wisdom in responding to that at this time.
Please keep praying for Venezuela and its people. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter for breaking news and updates. Next, today is the National Day of Prayer in the United States. Now, sadly, prayer sometimes receives little more than an eye roll. Some people see prayer as a lackluster response to real-life issues. And in the ministry world, some people see prayer as a bare minimum support for outreach. However, Barry, the international prayer leader with Global Disciples, says that's not how they see it.
"We believe at Global Disciples that prayer often precedes and lays the foundation for God to work in lives and communities and even nations."
Global Disciples has nearly 2,000 staff members and program directors around the world leading church planting movements, and each of them has a team dedicated solely to prayer. One team was hosting a gathering in a high crisis region, and just before the event, things got really dangerous, but the prayer team went in as the first line of defense and prayed before the event. And then?
"During that week, there were no gunshots. The whole region was quiet, you know, almost unexpectedly. And they had no issues with any of the people arriving there safely. So just, you know, an amazing way that our on-site team was able to really quiet the area through prayer and through God's work."
This National Day of Prayer, join Mission Network News and Global Disciples in praying for the least reached around the world to seek Jesus. And every 2 weeks, a language dies. For many of these dying languages, Scripture was never translated. Wycliffe Bible Translators is tackling translation for endangered and dying languages and helping preserve them along the way. The goal is to give people the good news of Jesus in a language they can understand at a heart level. However, they also help provide formal structure to languages without any. Andy Keener with Wycliffe USA tells us,
"And what happens when we're working on Bible translation is we'll tend to focus on developing things around the language to make it more useful in different aspects of life where perhaps people haven't used it who are multilingual. They may just use the national language."
Not only does this bring the gospel and help develop those languages, it also confirms the value of diversity in the kingdom of God.
"We want to also highlight the fact that by doing that in some of these minority, small, indigenous languages, we're also able to help people understand the real value that is in their language. And many times we see cultures say, if I can communicate to God in my language, then my language must be okay, and I should pass it on to my children."
Pray that Wycliffe USA translators would effectively communicate God's love for all peoples through new scripture translations. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, and with it, you'll learn how Scripture is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer